Recovery 101, yeah, with your hosts Bruce, Shelley, and Mark. They want to talk with you, joke with you, and tell you the facts. They want to see you in recovery, working those steps. And when you're through, they want to chat with you. Put down the jack in the crack and take a step on back and go to a meeting and keep coming back. And then tune to recovery101.net. And when you're through, they want to joke with you.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
Thank you to Courtney for a marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for A-N-E-O-A-C-A-G-A-P-A-S-L-A-S-L-A-A-C-R-R-R-M-M-D-R-A-H-A-F-A-I-R. Wow.
Wow?
Yeah, that's some secular program. W-O-W.
Women of Wecovery.
Nice. Women of Wecovery.
Sponsored by Baba Wawa.
Today's speaker is Bugs Bunny dressed up as a woman with Elma Fudd.
My name is Elma J. Fudd.
By the way,
millionaire.
Oh, Cry of the Valkyries.
Oh, that was what's Opera Doc was the name of that cartoon.
Right, but isn't that Cry of the Valkyries? Kill the wabbit. Isn't that
Ride, not Cry.
Ride the Valkyries?
Ride of the.
Whatever. I learned this through Looney Tunes. What do you want? Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B., as always, with
Shelley.
And Mark.
Yeah. I learned everything I know about Ride of the Valkyries by watching it in Looney Tunes. I mean, come on. What do you want?
And I'm not even sure that's the right song, is it?
What? Sure.
Is that Ride of the Valkyries?
Kill the wabbit.
Let's go with that.
Okay, here's a question for you. Oh, I should throw this out to Mark. This is the thing we asked in the recovery group. What you say could make the difference. We gave three songs, and we were doing, should we stay? You know, should I stay or should I go? The three songs were Right Said Fred. These are songs that at one time were extremely popular, and we're trying to decide which of them is their time on earth has served its purpose, they're done. We got Right Said Fred, I'm Too Sexy. We've got Wham, I'm Your Man, and we've got ABBA, Dancing Queen. Which one needs to go?
Wham.
Yes! Wham has now officially lost.
Wham pulled to the front. It was Right Said Fred before. Although I was the only one that voted for Dancing Queen to go. I thought for sure Dancing Queen was going to go.
No, Dancing Queen's forever.
Oh, maybe I should put this to you guys, because I just picked
Bang That Girl, Watch Her Scream.
Rock version.
Uh-huh. Did you post this?
Yes, I did, today. Bon Jovi, now I can't remember which Bon Jovi song it was. Wanted Dead or Alive, Ted Nugent, Cat Scratch Fever. And I forgot who the other one is. Uh-oh.
The other one goes, though.
Yeah, clearly the third one goes.
I can't remember who the third one was.
Was it a Van Halen song?
No.
Okay, then it goes. Whatever it is, it goes.
I'm bummed now. I can't remember.
Unless it was AC/DC or Judas Priest, and then it has to stay.
Oh, it was Twisted Sister. We're not going to take it.
Oh no, that one has to stay.
On. You can't get rid of any of those.
Yeah, what's wrong with
but
you?
But if you had to get rid of one.
We'd get rid of the guy who posted them.
It would have to if we had to get rid of one of them, it would have to be Bon Jovi.
I would say Bon Jovi as well. Huh?
If you had to, but you can't get rid of any of those.
But you have to.
You don't.
You have to. For the purpose of this thing, you got to vote for one.
No.
To go.
It's the rules.
You have to go for picking those three.
Yeah, but see, what I thought this time is I would pick ones that would be more and the reason I picked those three.
You've been voted off the island.
Quit
trying to convince us.
I said, I'm going to pick three songs where it's going to be not as clear cut a decision. Because I really thought that either Wham or Right Said Fred was going to go. That's what I thought. I thought sure one of those guys was going to go.
And all three of them could have gone. I wasn't going to lose any sleep over it.
And that's the thing, because all three of them could have gone. Now I put up a group where it's not so clear cut, you know.
Well, no.
Because they're all pretty classic. And you know, there will be people that will say, we're not going to take It's Got to Go.
No.
There will be people that will say Cat Scratch Fever's got to go.
No.
And there will be people that say Bon Jovi's got to go.
No.
I myself, not a giant Bon Jovi fan, but it's a very popular song. So I'm thinking that not that many people
that'd
are going
like
to
say
it to go.
Revolution. Magic Carpet Ride. Satisfaction.
Magic Carpet Ride.
Magic Carpet Ride.
You can't get rid of Magic Carpet Ride.
But see, that's what I mean. See, because there will be other people that go, they'll be like, well, I don't really like the Beatles. Revolution's got to go. You know, I mean, you can't. I'll tell you what. You could put up a song like Aqualung, and there'll be people go, that's a song about pedophiles. It's got to go.
There's always a place for pedophiles.
Yes, in jail.
That's right.
Next to the guy that wants to kill them.
Oh, you know what that means?
What?
Oh, it's time for the boozy news, and the news not fit for booze. Awesome.
Bruce
I will
has
be
to do the boozy
I
news.
Have to be doing the boozy news here.
How come?
Because I got the last ones.
We ran short of time a little bit because I was cranky and had to clean up because
this,
I was all sweaty and hot
first,
and he had to finish.
This first story is one of those stories almost like where we did the story once about the guys in the golf cart and, you know, they crashed
the
golf cart.
Costume.
And it sounds, you kind of hear and you go, oh, yeah, they crashed. And then it's like, oh, yeah, they were naked except for part of their pirate costumes. It's like, really? So there's like the extra part. This is like that. New York City Parks responded to alarmed visitors at the Socrates Sculpture Park in Queens. They were responding to alarm visitors. They built a wooden fence to shield the sculpture Bear Eats Man. So that parents might be able to examine the sculpture before they actually have their children look at it. And when you hear it, you know, Bear Eats Man, you think, well, yeah, that doesn't sound like a bad idea. Until you hear the reason why.
Why?
Because I'm thinking it's, you know,
a bear eating man.
Well, and it is. But that's not what's controversial about it. The sculpture by Ms. Thordis, Alda Steindotter, is of a bear clutching and about to bite a man who appears in shock and sports a massive erection. The art aficionados have justified as possibly representing the man's involuntary relative shock, according to the New York Times. So it's kind of like Bear Eats Man. It's like, oh, yeah, you're going to hide it from the kids. And all of a sudden it's like, because the guy's got a massive heart on.
Surprised the bear doesn't target that.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe the guy was doing the bear.
And the bear wasn't happy.
And the bear took exception.
You know what? The bear's like, I wasn't there yet.
Yeah. I wasn't done.
Bastard.
Of course, obviously, he wasn't done yet either.
Are you ready for this? We have a Pastafarian update.
Oh, dear.
Now, if we recall, Shelley, give what was the Pastafarians?
The Pastafarians are members of the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster. This is actually, in some parts of the world, a recognized religion for legal purposes. People are claiming that that is their faith, and they choose to exercise various things like wearing a colander on their heads in driver's license pictures. And they have fought for the right to do this because they said it is their religion.
Religious freedom. Christopher Schaefer likely became the first U.S. citizen public office holder sworn in, openly declared Pastafarian. He is of the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster. When he took his seat on the town council of Pompette, New York in January, Schaefer was wearing the traditional Pastafarian religious head covering, a colander.
Have we lost all common sense? Seriously?
Doesn't this guy just blend in with the rest of our elected officials?
That's true. Actually, he may be a step above. Because at least he just says, hey, I'm completely nuts. He puts it right out there.
He's a New Yorker.
Clearly. Now, there's also, you'll remember from a few shows ago, the crack pipe vending machines.
Yes.
Up in, where was it? In Vancouver, Canada. British Columbia. We heralded this previously on Recovery 101 Boozy News. 25-cent crack cocaine pipes were to discourage addicts from committing additional crimes to fund their habit. They launched a new program in January to supply alcoholics with beer brewing and winemaking ingredients.
Oh, that can't go wrong.
To discourage them from drinking rubbing alcohol, hand sanitizer, and mouthwash because it was beginning to overload the emergency room. They have a lot of people that do this, and they end up in the emergency room. Socialized medicine is costing the government a lot of money.
It takes 8 weeks to make wine. You think they're going to wait that long?
No. That's why I said, oh, this can't possibly go wrong.
Well, the Drug Users Resource Center, with DURC, co-op sells for $10 monthly brewing mix in a pre-hopped beer kit. But eventually an official said that co-op members will be brewing from scratch, including boiling, mashing, and milling.
So they're teaching them a trade. It's trade school.
Exactly.
So what do they do for meth addicts?
They use the crack pipes, I think. A civic leader
But they could teach them how to make their own meth.
Breaking Bad.
Yeah, and it's educational because they can move on from there into small explosives and get jobs with the government.
There you go. A civic leader told Canada's National Post, the program has already begun to reduce crime in areas frequented by alcoholics.
Why don't they just give them the beer?
I do not know.
Did the mayor of Toronto come up with this plan? Was this a Rob Ford thing?
This is Vancouver.
Oh.
Now, this is a quickie. I mentioned it on the last show. Had to do with Walmart.
Oh, yeah.
In China. Walmart in China recalled its five-spice donkey meat.
What?
Five-spice donkey meat. It's sold in various locations because the popular snack food has found to be tainted.
With
what?
Actual meat?
Fox meat.
I knew it.
So the five-spice donkey meat has been tainted with fox meat.
How could you tell?
I don't know.
Donkey aficionados.
Donkey aficionados?
I mean, wouldn't the five-spice kind of cover up any differences in the blend?
You'd think that the five-spice would have it going on like Donkey Kong.
You'd think so, because five-spice is not a shy seasoning. Yeah.
What part of the donkey do they use?
Yeah. Parts is parts. Obama to deliver on beer bet with Canada. The gist of the story is that he and
Prime Minister
Stephen Harper were having a meeting where they had a beer bet on the Olympics on whose hockey teams would win. And, of course, not only did we get beat by the Canadians in the men's, we also got beat by the Canadians in the women's. So he was having an interview with the prime minister, and he said that in fairness to Obama, he's lost bets to me before. And he's always paid up. He goes, but I'm wondering where my beer is. So during the summit in Mexico, the leaders bet a case of beer on who would win. And apparently, he will soon be enjoying some delicious White House beer. And I did not know this, but the White House has been brewing original varieties of beer since the Obama family became its occupants in 2009.
We're paying for this?
I don't know if we're paying for
it. We're paying for beer bets with other elected officials.
Well, in the scheme of things,
the world has gone mad.
I just found it interesting that we're brewing beer in the White House.
Well, I haven't even gotten there yet.
Well, and the thing is, I'm not, I mean, I'm an alcoholic. I'm sober now. I myself am not particularly a gigantic Obama fan, but I got to tell you, I don't see any problem. I think it's kind of cool that you could get the White House brew. You know, I'm sure that other presidents have done similar things.
Yes, probably during Prohibition.
Oh, well, clearly.
I don't. I guess I don't have a problem so much with the White House brewing or venting or whatever they're going to do. I would hope that our elected officials would be a little bit more sophisticated than to make fraternity-style beer bets.
He had a beer summit with Joe the Plumber.
Oh, my God. Okay, when are we moving?
This is even better. I alluded to this to Mark earlier. In Las Vegas, a guy is suing over a $500,000 debt he acquired extremely intoxicated gambling in a casino. Now, normally, apparently, if someone is very inebriated, they're very good in Vegas about not allowing them to gamble anymore because it's a big problem. It's almost like the person that gets overserved and they go out and they crash their car. So this guy is suing a California man. He lost $500,000. And they said he was so drunk, he didn't even remember it after it happened. And now they filed a lawsuit. Now, what I wanted to find out is, what do you think, Mark? Is he going to win or is he not going to win?
If he was that drunk, he'll win.
What do you think, Shelley?
No other alcoholics get to excuse their behavior by saying they were drunk.
There's precedence for it, though.
There is?
Yep.
He was served 20 drinks while he was gambling. Now, I don't know what your BAC is after 20 drinks, but I'll bet it's pretty effing high. Now, he had credit of $250,000. Apparently, he's a big gambler.
Yep.
But while he was there and while he was gambling and while he was in the middle of getting smashed, like he'd already had like 10 drinks, they extended him another $250,000 worth of credit. Yeah. Yikes.
They'll find out. My guess is they may have done that before with him, extended him if he requested. But I don't know. It's one of those things where he's had 20 drinks. They'll have surveillance footage of the entire evening. And at what point, my guess is he didn't lose the whole $500,000 after he had 20 drinks.
No.
So there's some percentage of it that he lost before he reached the inebriated stage that
he'll
probably have to owe. But it's just, unfortunately, there's history of not having to be responsible for yourself drinking and gambling.
San Antonio food truck controversy.
What?
So white woman, she serves... Asian food, Korean fried chicken specifically.
Oh.
And people are not happy with her. Why? The name of her food truck is getting people in a tizzy.
What is it?
Caucasian. Now, she thought it was funny because she's a white woman who's making chicken.
I think that's funnier than hell.
But the Caucasian has people in an uproar. They are no longer going to allow her to drive the food truck in San Antonio.
What, is she going to push it?
But she will be bringing the truck to the point on Bourne Stage Road on Sunday. I don't know where that is, but apparently they said it's not going to stop it. And then we have, finally, the hero of the week.
Jiminy Crickets.
The hero of the week.
Jiminy Crickets is Jiminy Kazoos.
Yes, my friends, that is for a high school senior. Let's see if they give his name. Mike Ramirez. He's a high school senior at a high school in Texas. He tweeted with Houston Texans cheerleader Caitlin Beth.
Yes, he did.
Asked her that if he got 10,000 retweets, would she go to the prom with him? And she said, of course I would. And he got like 60,000 retweets. So she's going to the prom with him. He's a varsity football player. He's now getting one of the main cheerleaders from the Houston Texans to join him for an evening of fun dancing and invoking the bitter jealousy of his teammates.
Yeah, I guess so.
He told, apparently, Ramirez said initially his friends and teammates didn't give him much of a chance, and he said, haters gonna hate. But now that they see he has done it, they're messaging other Texans cheerleaders hoping to get the same thing.
Yeah, not gonna happen.
Yep.
So that, my friends, is the end of the boozy news and the news not fit for booze.
The New Way Foundation Victory House AWARE program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the New Way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101, clean and sober, internet radio, yeah.
We're back.
Welcome back.
Hey, Shelly, welcome back.
Hey, yeah.
You know what?
What?
Your dreams are your ticket out.
Well, thank God, because I need something.
We're having a little bit of a spring forward timing issues now. We lost an hour's sleep last night.
Yes, and it's making itself known.
It's taking its toll.
Depends on how you look at it.
Turn out the lights.
I think it's actually just an hour earlier right now than what it is.
The party's over.
Yeah, it's 8. It's 8 o'clock right now. So, we have a topic, Shelley.
Yes, traditions. We're going to lump traditions 8 and 9 together.
And why are we going to do that?
I don't know, because one of you guys said 2. Because
there's just not a lot to talk about with them. Is that what it is?
I don't know. You guys said 2.
I think we've done that before. Now, of course, we know that tradition 8 is blank program, whichever program you're in. Should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers.
Special.
They come in the little yellow bus. And then tradition 9 is blank program. As such, ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. Now, since they both kind of, one talks about, we may employ special workers. The other's like, we need not be organized. I always found that kind of strange to have 9 right after 8.
It's
called numerical order.
Yeah.
The thing is, in 8 it says, we'll be non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers, immediately followed by, we won't be organized. And I'm like, we're organized enough to hire people. There's some kind of organization going on here.
We won't be organized in, like, a corporate sense. We're not going to, like, franchise out or anything like that. We're not organized in that sense. Each group is autonomous. We have a central place, like, the World Central Services, but we don't have...
Have you ever been to a GSR meeting before?
One, I think.
We are not organized.
We are not organized.
It was a free-for-all.
And it doesn't even matter. You know what? And we have a friend, Lee H., and he is a big fan of the Robert's Rules of Order. Oh, my God. I went to a GSR meeting with him. He must have stopped them 40 times. And you could tell people were ready to boot him out the door because he's like, you can't do that. You can't do that. You got to. Now, what he was saying was wrong. He's right. Like, you are talking out of turn. You can't even do that.
You don't have
they
the
already
floor.
Put this thing up for a vote. You're still talking. This guy over here hasn't been able to say anything. He's like, you can't do that. And I was like, oh, my God. It was the longest GSR meeting I ever went to. And the most boring.
That's because Lee did not understand that we're not organized. He tried to impose order where chaos reigns.
Well, we did a show last show about tin pot dictators. And we get a lot of that in program in general.
We call them bleeding deacons.
Yes, we did a show on them.
Bleeding deacons. Bleeding deacons. And that show is from quite a while ago. So, Mark, what do you think? What do you think about Tradition 8 specifically? The we'll be forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers.
No, I think the program doesn't have – they don't have professional A's.
Yes.
Whichever the A of your choice. But as far as hiring special workers, I mean, you do need people to do jobs – that you would hire anyone else to do. You know, so if you hire a recovering alcoholic to do the filing at the office,
right,
and you would pay somebody $10 an hour to come do the filing at the office, then it's not out of line for you to pay the person in recovery that $10 an hour to do that
right.
filing.
Or I would imagine that there is a fairly substantial tax preparation and filing for Alcoholics Anonymous, Narcotics Anonymous, mm-hmm. Cocaine Anonymous, your anonymous of choice. Certainly you would call a tax guy to come. Maybe it's an alcoholic tax guy.
Let's use volunteers for that.
Yeah. I can hide some of that money for you. What do you think, Shelley?
I don't know. I'm not sure my brain is engaged anymore. Well, I think the important part in Tradition 8 is the forever non-professional part. Because when you make something professional, you're going to have people that say they know how to do it better. Who is in charge here? You create a structure in which people are getting paid to be recovered. Then they become an authority. We can't have authorities.
Well, I'm not even sure because I haven't been in the world section of any of the groups, at least not yet. Is there a singular person that's in charge or no?
No.
It's like a group of world service representatives, right?
Mob rule.
The UN of recovery.
He who makes the best group conscience wins.
Oh, well, we know how that goes.
Yeah.
You know what I was thinking? I was thinking that it would be so much better if we change this to a one-hour meeting from a one-and-a-half-hour meeting and change the format. I think that would work really good. All in favor? Aye. Those opposed? Nobody? Okay. It passes. I don't think it happens like that.
Who did that?
World. You did that.
No, he didn't change the time. The
oh, no, no, no.
Time.
I changed the format.
Yes, he
Who
changed
change
the format.
The time? Jake?
Jake did.
Yeah. One of your ex-sponsees changes the time.
Yeah. Well.
But actually, he was
guess
right.
You don't figure out what we talk about when we're together.
But he was actually right, though. And I supported him in that. Because by changing the meeting from an hour and a half to an hour, we attracted all of the people from the
recovery center.
So you got a bunch of newcomers to show up.
Well, you need newcomers in a meeting.
For what? Target practice?
Oh, you can send your mail to Mark.
Well, isn't this the role I'm supposed to play on this show?
Yes.
Okay.
And well, we always say that because they never send you any mail. They don't know where to send the mail.
Yeah, no.
And then how about Tradition 9? Ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve, which is kind of what we were just talking about, world services and GSRs and all of that.
Isn't it amazing that the General Services Board is supposed to be responsible to those they serve, but yet most of the time when you're there, they seem to run things with like this iron fist of authority the guise of, well, we took a group conscience.
I have seen that because as a general rule, I'll give you an example. There's a Tuesday night meeting. We used to call it the topic generator meeting.
Uh-huh.
It's for Cocaine Anonymous. They give a GSR report, and they give a report. Here's what we talked about. There is never any discussion like, hey, guys, what would you like me to take to GSR? Let's vote on something you guys would like me to take there. I have never heard a group ever – I mean, I'm sure there's groups that have done it. But I have personally never been in a meeting where the GSR says, hey, what are your guys' concerns that – you know, because I'm directly responsible to you that I should take up there. What ends up happening is he goes up there. They give their opinion on what they think about whatever's coming up in GSR. Uh-huh. And they're representing the group that they never asked the group.
Because you voted them in to represent you.
Right. You're trusting them to make a
good
decision.
You railroaded somebody to represent you that A, doesn't want the job, and B, most of the time can't get there to do the job, and C, has no idea what the job is for the most part.
I know, but you'd think they should ask.
Well, more importantly, shouldn't... If there's something that happens at the GSR at the service level, and the GSR comes back and gives the report, and 20 people at that meeting go, whoa, wait a second,
yeah,
we can't do that. We're not going to do that. We don't agree to that. Shouldn't that GSR be able to go back to the next meeting and go, I took this back to my group,
absolutely,
and let them know, and they
pitched a fit. They should. So my vote. That I voted last week, I have to retract the vote. We have to discuss it again.
Yeah.
So it should be that way.
I'd like to put it back on the floor.
It should be that way.
But under that same guise, if I could get 15 people to go to the GSR meeting the month of elections, we could take the whole thing over.
Absolutely.
True, because everybody that's there now... is so sick and tired of being there.
It's
because,
the same people. I'm sorry. It's just it's rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic.
You say that all the time.
And, you know, and I listen to them all now, you know, we're in trouble. We're in this. We're not. Yeah, you're in trouble. You people have raised all the money you can raise. You've paid all the money you can pay. You've donated to this point. You're done. And you're still sitting on the board.
Let me ask you a question, because I'm not clear about this, because like I said, I've never worked with World. But there are people that become World Services representatives from areas.
Yeah.
I think an area gets a representative, which could represent 100 meetings or 10 meetings or however meetings are in that area.
Sure. Let's go with that.
So now my responsibility is to go to World Services in, let's say, New York for Alcoholics Anonymous. How do I get there?
They pay for you to go.
Who does?
World.
World?
Yeah.
I propose right now that we move World Services for Cocaine Anonymous to the Bahamas. Because I would join in a second.
Don't like it being in Long Beach?
The problem with Long Beach, I could drive to Long Beach. But I'll tell you what, if they had it in the Bahamas, I'd be like, You couldn't stop guys from being World Service representatives.
Well, think
maybe
about
that's
people,
it. We just need to change the venue.
Think about the people over in the UK who come to the World Services meeting in Long Beach.
Oh.
Bummer for them.
They come to Southern California.
Well, no, I mean, but that would seem good to them until they saw Long Beach.
Yeah, I'm
but
sorry.
But they're in Southern California.
Yeah, that's true. You could do a lot.
SoCal's cool. Long Beach is cool. Belmont Shores?
Isn't that a racetrack?
No.
Oh. What am I
Belmont is a racetrack. Oh. Yeah, but not Belmont Shores.
Belmont Shores is a very nice area of Long Beach.
There's the Queen Mary. It's haunted and all that.
Yeah. There's Shoreline Drive and the whole area around there. And we're not going to drop them off at, like, Cherry and Judson.
No. You know what you do? You take them to the Snake Pit in Paramount, which is right next to the Snake Pit. Oh, my God. We had a gal... came out once from the 12-Step Music Fest in Key West, Florida. She comes out. We go to this meeting. It's an NA meeting. We're sitting in there. These two girls are clearly cross-talking. I mean, they're being obnoxious. They're cross-talking. I've only met this girl once. Picked her up from the airport. Other two guys, James and Lee, that used to be on the show a long time ago. We all meet at this one meeting. I haven't hardly gotten a chance to speak much with this gal at all. Don't really know her. These girls are talking. She raises her hand. She stands up and goes, shut the fuck up! And I'm just like, oh, yeah, I don't really know her. No, but she was like, she goes, take your goddamn conversation out of goddamn park. Like, people are dying in here. And I'm like, ooh, wow.
I like her.
Oh, yeah. No, it was good. It was good. Those chicks shut right up. Shut right up. So, I mean, do you think if you know, like, see, I'm not that crazy about New York. Of course, I haven't been. Maybe if I went, I'd be crazy about it.
Well, I have no desire to go to New York, ever.
Mark, you've been, yes?
Yes.
What do you think?
I love New York.
I love New York.
You love it?
Love New York.
How come you're not a World Services representative?
Yeah.
Oh, because you don't go to AA.
Because I'm smart enough to take two steps backwards when they ask for volunteers.
Yeah. Everyone take a step forward. Who wants to go?
That's right. I take a step back. I'm off the hook. No, I mean, I keep waiting because, like I said, my sponsor passed away last year. I talked about it on the show. I got a new sponsor. My new sponsor is the head of World Services for CA.
Uh-huh. Oh, is he?
So,
yeah, because it's right here.
I keep waiting for that.
Oh, hey, yeah, it's going to happen.
Hey.
Yes, you need to be involved in this.
It's going
to
happen.
The good news is he's got about 4 months more than I do, so we kind of have that level of we've all done our part over the years.
Oh, no, 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 no. No,
oh,
no, no.
Yeah,
he's still your sponsor. You got to do exactly what he says.
What's his
number? As long
as it's not really cool.
As long as it's not going to hurt you or something.
I got a sponsee coming up on a year. So once he gets a year, I can just reassign things to him.
There you go.
Because he needs to be involved on the area level.
There you go. But you got to have 2 years to be a GSR, right? Or maybe not in CA?
Shit. I see people with GSR because they had a car.
That's true.
Yeah. From the CA, that's a perfectly valid
from,
reason.
From the Tuesday night meeting.
You have
meeting.
Transportation, you could be the GSR. I move we waive time.
Yeah.
He just walked in the door. That's fine.
The girl that we know that was a GSR for Tuesday had zero time.
She went out like six times.
While she was GSR.
She's still GSR.
Well, it's a two-year commitment.
Does it start over again every time you go out and use?
It should. So, Shelley, what would your final words on Traditions 8 and 9 be?
Well, just reading it myself, prima facie, what I take from that is simplicity. If we're not organized.
Listen to Shelley with the big words.
We don't have any professional ties or connotations. The purpose for that, the way I see it, is to keep us from getting too complicated. When you make things organized, when you create a structure, things get complicated. And we're not good with complicated. Keep it simple. And that's what those two traditions do for us.
Good. I have to add this in. Mark said, here comes Shelley bringing on the big words. One of my favorite parts in the big book is talking about working with others in the AA big book. And it says, when speaking to an alcoholic, you better use everyday language. And then, like, the next two paragraphs in a row are full of, like, $25 words. I'm like, really? Or I love it when someone's reading and they're having problems reading until they get a word like conviction and they have no problem.
Yeah.
It's because they've had one.
Exactly. Yeah. Mark, what would your final words be on Traditions 8 and 9?
Well, it's a good idea that we remain non-professional at this point because when I was out using, I was a professional addict. So.
There you go. The thing about the being non-professional, AA tried that.
Yes, they did.
It is where the namesake of this show comes from. They said, we're going to have a recovery facility that AA is going to run. It's going to be a hospital and a recovery facility.
Good idea.
And they started to come up with all the things they needed to come with up with and how they're going to do everything. And they're creating all these rules. And, you know, they got this big group of alcoholics. They keep making rules and rules and rules and rules and rules. And then finally, this one guy said, wait a minute. I propose Rule 62, which is don't take yourself so damn seriously. And they got rid of the idea of becoming professionals in the recovery community and going back to one alcoholic helping another.
That works best.
The traditions are to the group, but the steps are to the individual. Mark, we got a friend back east.
We do. That would be Bruce.
The other white meat.
He runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com. You can just find publication online. You can get it emailed to you. You get the subscription prescription, and just send it to you via the United States Postal Service. If you are interested in a franchise, you can contact Bruce directly, and he will give you all the information you need to bring the 12-Step Gazette to your little corner of the world, as the 12-Step Gazette Inland Empire has done.
I just thought of something.
What?
To get to the Inland Empire version, which is a Southern California version, you go to 12stepgazette.com/IE for Inland Empire. What are we going to do if there's like 75 more of these things pop up all over the country? This section will become 38 minutes long. We'll be like, oh, the 12stepgazette.com/Palm Beach, 12stepgazette.com/St. Louis. What are we going to do?
Go to Google, type in 12stepgazette.com, and see all the ones that come up.
There you go.
That would be good for Bruce, though.
Yes, it would. Be good for everybody. If you are Facebook friendly, you can like our Recovery 101 radio show fan page. If you'd like to be more anonymous about your recovery on Facebook, you can join the Recovery 101 group. That's a closed group. If you ask to join, you will be allowed to join. We have an email address at recovery101radio@gmail.com. You can join the crack advertising staff at recovery101radiosales@gmail.com. We've got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Do not take yourself so damn seriously.
Which we just mentioned a moment ago how that came up.
Do you realize this is two shows back to back where Bruce hasn't talked about people going up on our site and doing all the stuff they're supposed to do?
You guys should like, you should comment, you should add to playlist.
Two shows in a row.
Wait. I don't usually do that. You guys do that.
Yeah, you usually say to one of us, Shelly, somebody's listening to the show.
Yeah.
You haven't done that for two shows now.
I didn't?
No, it's really good. You have right now, Fran.
I did last show and she said I already did it.
No.
Yes.
No. Right now, Fran.
Because I'd already done it.
And that's what I'm saying.
If Sarah's listening, she's going out of her mind.
No. Yeah. No. That's. She said she already did it last show. Or is it just because I forgot to?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Shelly, people are listening to the show.
Too late. The train's already left.
It's not too late.
Didn't we already do that?
Yeah.
No. I did Bruce and.
We already listened. Yeah, I went straight into the Facebook stuff.
Okay, because I'm really tired. I'm sorry. But we really appreciate you listening to the show. If you could go to our site, it's recovery101.net. Click on the show, click on like permalink. If you are a member of Podomatic, you've just been counted, and that helps us with our numbers. Thank you very much. If you are not a member, you can become a member, and you should. It's free.
And fun.
And you can become a follower. That will get you updates when we post the new shows. You can leave topics suggestions, leave it in the top show if you could so that Bruce sees it easily. And you can also add to playlists for all your hot party needs.
And by the way, Shelly, since we're throwing things in at the end, if I really needed a meeting, Shelly, what should I be doing?
It's too late. You've already listened to this. You're doomed.
You did what you needed to do.
You're doomed.
So, Shelly, who's the lead on music by?
Matt Land.
Matt Land, everybody try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We are out.
And take care of you.
Holds An infant, a miracle.